This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. All eyes were on former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg Wednesday night as six Democratic Party hopefuls took to the debate stage in Las Vegas. Bloomberg qualified for the NBC News debate after party officials eased the rules, and he placed second in a poll released this Tuesday. That is just behind the frontrunner, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A one-time Republican, Bloomberg spent millions of dollars of his own money and on advertising and drawn comparisons with U.S. President Donald Trump. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democratic candidate, said that Democrats take a huge risk if they just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. She said the country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt. Bloomberg pointed to his background as a successful businessman and former New York City mayor. The White House is now denying reports that President Trump offered to pardon WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange if he would say that Russia had nothing to do with leaking Democratic emails in 2016. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
At a preliminary hearing in London Wednesday, an attorney for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange read a statement from another lawyer who says then-Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher went to see Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017 on instructions from President Donald Trump. According to the statement from attorney Jennifer Robinson, Rohrabacher relayed that Trump was offering a pardon or some other way out if Assange said Russia had nothing to do with the leaks from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 election. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says Trump has never spoken to Rohrabacher about Assange. A full hearing for Assange, who's fighting extradition to the U.S. on spying charges, is scheduled to begin next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
And this is